Anything else I can carry? Oh yeah, all your poles here, bait bucket. Oh yeah, like what are we talking?
30-pound look. That right there.
You put a giant spider weight on the end of that, and it'll cast.
Yeah, I think it probably will. It's all gonna be just like just hardcore bait hauling.
We're gonna just throw these in here. Maybe it'd be easier.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's the
the
cargo the receiver hitch cargo thing there is kind of the. You can just probably lay it down if they're already collapsed. Then we'll.
There we go. Water rod.
Yeah. And then.
Pair of shoes.
Yeah, I don't want a fish cooler in the car leaking again. Okay, I've actually brought some mugs that I was gonna leave there.
Box. Alright, shut it?
Yep, shut it.
Good deal.
Alright, we gotta get going.
Yeah. Alright. Oh, wait a minute. Phone.
Oh.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an out of town Last Cast podcast. We are podcasting live from Matagorda in Matagorda, Texas.
From Matagorda Beach.
Matagorda Beach, that's right. We're leaving the Matagorda Jetty right now. Small jetty, and in order to get here, you have to let the air out of your tires.
Yeah, we're down to 15 psi, and we're basically going to be repeating the gauntlet that we drove to get here, which is about a mile on sand that is the texture of powdered sugar, and
pretty
it is
much.
Extremely, extremely dense.
It is a little bit. It is a little bit. I don't know that this would help, but I walked across this field of debris when I went to the bathroom.
And it's
packed down pretty hard.
Oh, okay. So this whole field of debris that I don't know.
I did have to eat one of our pack mules. That right there.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to drive through that, but I walked across that. But this all seemed pretty
packed. I think we drove through that on the way
packed out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah. When we tried doing this with my highway overinflated tires or...
got very close to getting stuck.
Very close, yeah. We actually we lost forward momentum, and I had to do the snow drift back and forth rocking method.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of edited that out of my memory because it was kind of scary, but there are a ton of people here in Matagorda. In a very rare sighting, I see next to us two Toyotas and a Chevy, as well as the traditional
F-150.
Yeah, seven or eight F-150s. So good to see some variety.
Whoa, yeah, we're
heading under the
bottom is dragging.
We've got it.
Yeah, it's going bouncing, bouncing, bouncing.
Gives us a, very mellow and groovy Mystery Machine kind of ride.
Bouncy, bouncy.
There we go. All right. Now,
come out here. Everybody.
Gulf of Mexico is to our right.
See, the good thing is that we are surrounded by Matagorda, Bay City partygoers.
Yes.
People frolicking on the beach. So if we do get stuck, then it's just a matter of like rolling down the windows going, hey, can you guys push?
Yeah. Somebody would, easily. I'm guessing.
These guys are guys who are waiting for that excitement.
They may
be. Their Saturday.
They may very well do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if we were in, maybe Austin or something, people would, want to brainstorm and maybe attach some sort of kites to us and use that to, get us loose.
They would have to get their trebuchet club into the mix. But yeah, so this is the part of the podcast where we try and explain what the podcast is about.
That's right. Is this the beginning?
I guess
of the
it's
podcast?
The beginning. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. You keep listening. Keep listening.
Keep listening. Yeah, because we're explaining what you can expect.
This podcast. Yes.
This episode and in general.
That's right.
The themes behind it.
Yeah.
So
this is the Last Cast podcast once again.
I'm Matthew Bay. This is Jamie Manus.
Here we are. Sand to our left, Gulf of Mexico to our right.
This is a podcast about fishing, but it's also about the process of fishing. It's about the process of friendship, perhaps.
It is about that.
It is about any pop culture topic that comes up.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, I'm sure we'll be talking about Comet TV, which
yes.
is amazing and probably the best thing about coming to Matagorda.
Pretty much the funnest thing. I have not seen nearly the amount of cheesy sci-fi movies that you have seen, but I have yet to see something. I've yet to see something that is not worth taking a look at. I was really tired after realizing last night that the Outer Limits Outer Limits are an hour. I thought they were like 30 minutes, or basically 22.
Oh, yeah.
They're the full Monty, man.
I think last time we came out here we were worried that there wouldn't be entertainment in the low-cost Airbnb house that we were in.
Oh, yeah.
But as it turns out, yes, there is. And that entertainment, it comes in the form of a digital TV channel called Comet.
Yes.
Which is like sci-fi.
But better.
Yeah, but like essentially just like kind of cut-rate products.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't you say that they don't have the original RoboCop, but they have 2 and 3?
Yeah, the 2 second-rate sequels to RoboCop that they're playing in rotation this month.
We couldn't afford Grease, but we got you Grease 2.
The other exciting thing, this morning as we were packing out to go out to the jetty, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if they still have programming, during the day. And, I turned on the TV.
Yeah.
And the first thing on the TV is, this...
Oh, that movie you rented. Yeah, The Woods.
Or, no, before that.
Oh.
It was, the tail end of The Incredible Melting Man.
Oh, wow.
So, it was, I just turned on the TV, and there's this guy melting, right on, first thing.
Oh,
my God. This is so deep.
Yeah, we got it.
The beach is a road, Jamie. The beach is a road.
That's right.
Yeah, there's no vehicle out here that is not a all-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoa. All right, back in the ruts.
All right.
Yeah, ruts are deep enough that I'm pretty sure that the bottom is dragging.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, yeah.
Well, maybe not in this one, but like earlier it was.
Oh, no.
And
totally.
I was like looking and there's like this, there's this metal cage protecting the gas tank as it hangs down under the CRV. And
yeah.
It's totally covered in sand.
Is.
No, we still got a ways to go.
Oh, you're right, you're right.
Yeah. You have to like pass all of this. All these vehicles, or all the
houses here.
Yeah, the holiday houses here. Whoa, ooh. What was that?
I think it was a piece of wood.
Hopefully, that was not the gas tank.
But, no, yeah, Comet TV is really fun.
We saw Starship Andromeda.
Yeah. I never watched before, but it's like, it's all right.
Mm hmm, mm hmm.
I'd put it right up there with some of the not as great next generation iterations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, yeah, it's, you know, I do like, you know, actually Andromeda's not bad. Mm-hmm. The one that I'm still like making up my mind on, but that I think you like and my friend Amber likes is SG-1.
Oh, no, no. I said exactly the opposite, but I hate that one.
Okay.
But I'll try and forget that Amber likes it.
I can't keep track of what she likes. She
likes Farscape, right?
She loves Farscape. She's willing to Babylon 5, and she likes, she's a big DS9 fan.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty classy.
Yeah.
Again, bumps in the bottom of the car.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's fine.
So is there a line to get out?
No, I think people are just parked.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's a guy who's got the...
What is this guy doing?
He's got the exhaust that blows black smoke.
Oh, no, this person with the sedan is what I'm talking about. Like,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. They got up pretty far.
Yeah.
They didn't want to go much farther than that,
No, you don't need to be doing that.
But yeah, so, I mean, actually, we can probably just morph right into, like, if not that wasn't that bad, then, like,
sort of the story so far.
The story so far.
Yeah, we could, you know, we didn't have a podcast going when we went to Matagorda the first time, I don't think. And that was amazing. It was one of the best trips fishing team's been on.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, probably ever.
Yeah, you know, yeah, honest. Very much. Yeah, and, yeah, top five or top 10, definitely. And this one is, there's fish being caught, but it's, thus far, it seems like Matagorda is a little bit better as a winter destination.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like nothing but hardhead catfish.
The occasional sand trout, yeah. Croakers, yeah.
But we did catch, at this point, there's a total of 4 gaff tops that are all pretty much the same size.
Yeah, yeah, you caught 3 of them. I caught 1. That's a hard fighting fish.
They're big, and like they look like ordinary catfish, except they're pretty big.
Yeah.
And they have like these... what's that like ribbon dancing thing that they do in the Olympics?
Oh, rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah.
They
kind of had like some of those like ribbon tethers coming off of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're pretty good fighting fish. We're gonna find out maybe tonight. I don't know.
We'll see what happens. See how you feel about that. I mean, I can if you don't want to, I can totally understand you not wanting to grease up the kitchen. We could easily, do something else. I feel kind of, this is actually another really good thing about Matagorda. There's a little convenience store that anywhere else would just be kind of forgettable, you know, just like, oh yeah, they have, you know, everything you need for the beach and suntan, sunscreen, and, you know.
In Corpus Christi, it'd just be a Stripes.
Yeah, it'd just be a Stripes, but they have a grill there that makes these cheeseburgers. One of the better burgers I've had in a really long time.
They're the best burgers we've had in Matagorda so far.
Oh, absolutely.
By a long shot.
Yeah, very good.
They're hand ground.
Yeah.
And just like big and
it's
greasy.
It's insanely
good. Tater tots were, and fries are also quite nice.
Yeah, they were good. Yeah. No problems there. Yeah.
Yeah, and the people at the convenience store, they actually were a little bit cocky. They're like, you'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do it. I would buy one if you wanted. I'd buy you one if you wanted.
But we also have four fillets of fish.
Oh, yeah.
So it could also be breakfast, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and there's plenty of, what are you going to do with all that bologna and cheese?
There isn't much bologna and cheese left, honestly.
There's a lot?
There is not much.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's most of it went into the sandwiches.
Great.
Yeah.
Don't like having surplus bologna. Bad luck.
But yeah, I mean, like most of the day today was kind of a grind.
It was. I mean, I had a pretty good attitude for most of it, and then I was starting to get frustrated having to use hardhead catfish for cut bait because their skin is amazingly hard to puncture, even with a sharp hook.
Yeah. Which is what makes it such a great cut bait.
Yeah, it stays on your hook like nobody's business, but it's like, you know, and all fish, including other hardheads, will eat it all day long.
Kind of nice to see hardheads get a comeuppance.
I kind of surprised myself but it was because last night we were fishing off the dock in front of the house, and a pretty decent sized hardhead speared you so bad. That I mean, you couldn't pull out the spine for a while, and I heard it kind of like crunch as you pulled it out of
your... I heard that too. Yeah, it sounded like the ripping of flesh.
Oh, it was rough.
Oh, yeah, it was. And then like about 3 a.m. I woke up. Sweating.
Wow.
And I couldn't tell, and I'm still not sure if it's because of
the AC wasn't working right.
Yeah, the AC, but I think I was like legitimately feverish, had a headache, a little bit of nausea.
Oh, damn.
And it was like, and the first thing I did is I took out my phone and I started Googling, a hardhead catfish, and then after I put hardhead catfish, Google automatically populated venom right after that, and I was like, oh, I think this is the one I want.
Oh dear.
And so I clicked on that, and apparently all catfish have barbed spines.
Yeah.
And the barbed spines are venomous.
Right.
Although it took a little bit of kind of poking around on the internet to find that venom is kind of like bumblebee style venom. You know, if it was like a bumblebee the size of a child's fist. So at the moment, it's like I think a lot of the swelling has gone down.
Jeez.
But it was my hand was all swollen up.
Yeah.
It was leaking, and then I just did what the internet told me to do and soaked my hand in hot water, and I think that kind of turned it around.
Wow.
So apparently the venom denatures at 105 degrees.
Wow.
So you just have to semi-cook yourself.
Jesus.
And then
it doesn't do a lot of good to dispel the myth among people who don't fish very often that catfish sting you. Not really.
Yeah, they don't really sting you, but they can sting you.
But just to cut it a little finer, if they jab you with one of their bony spines, it gives you sting-like symptoms.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's not like, you know, I mean, you can if you can handle a catfish and even tap on the end of one of those spines, once you've got it subdued, and you're not at any risk.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a hornet.
Yeah, well, except I thought I was in control of that fish.
Yeah.
I had it in my hand. I thought I had, I was, gripping it under the armpits.
Yeah.
And it kind of just did, this little elbow waggle.
Yeah.
And it just totally spunched me right down into the, flesh.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, so we got some revenge on some hardhead catfish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sort of approximate revenge on gaff-top catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, and like yesterday, I was trying to like walk around on the jetty barefoot, thinking that would be less slippery.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was less slippery, and I kind of cut myself on like some shells a couple of times. So it was like yesterday, it was like everything was going wrong.
Yeah.
And then today, I was wearing.
Man, I gotta get some of those. You seem to have no trouble getting around.
Yeah, the felt bottom boots. Yeah, it was almost like walking on a sidewalk.
That's great.
Like I only like had like a slipping action like maybe once or twice in the day. Like so, I was able to go all the way out to the end of the jetty to stand there as waves hit me.
So you can wear those just as regular shoes and with stocking foot waders?
Yeah, they're kind of big. I mean, I've got like plenty of like room right now with my toes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Never been to that restaurant. Yeah. Such as it is. Oh, it looks like it's crowded.
Snappers. I would like it, you know, if I'm sure it's named for the species of fish, but it would be kind of cool if it was a beatnik coffee bar and people had to snap instead of clap. No, it's not. That's not what it is.
There is no sympathy for bohemian culture in that bar. I can tell you now, just having seen the outside of it.
It's not a place like that.
I did not actually see a Confederate flag on the outside, but it's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Also, there's a lot more people here on the property than there were in the middle of winter.
True.
Although it's for sale. Maybe.
Which one's for sale?
I don't know, maybe the whole RV park.
Oh.
Recording.
All right.
Just...